Hey, Minister Change.
Brother Al at your service. Oh, God.
From Center to Saints, this podcast the truth. You is or you ain't. Let's break down the facts. It's Minister Change. Minister Change.
Blessings, blessings, blessings. Wonderful people with God. It's your boy, Minister Change, the minister that meet people where they at and love on them like our Lord Jesus Christ does. I'd like to welcome my guest, Dr. Adams, to the Change of Life Testimonies from Center to Saints. What's going on, sister? How you feeling tonight?
I'm feeling great. I'm feeling blessed. How are you? Thanks for having me on tonight.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I cannot complain. It is a blessing to be in the land of the living. How do you pronounce your name? I couldn't.
So it's Stephaneth Adams.
Stephaneth.
Stephaneth.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. It's like a mix of Stephanie and Kenneth.
Okay. 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 Gotcha. 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 Okay. We're going to start this interview off with you telling the people, where are you from? Where was you born and raised?
So I was born and raised in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area known as the DMV. I was born in Maryland, but my background actually is my parents are immigrants. They immigrated from Jamaica and St. Vincent, so my background is an islander. But yeah, I'm from the East Coast. Currently, I reside on the West Coast.
Okay.
It's the Las Vegas area, but I'm actually on my way back to my hometown in Maryland.
Okay. Amen, amen, amen. That's good. That's good. Hey, sister, would you happen to have a favorite Bible scripture you like to read or go to in a time of comfort?
Yes, definitely. It's Romans 8:28, and basically it says that all things work together for the good of those that love God and are called according to his purpose. So anytime that, you know, I'm going through different trials and struggles, just remembering that everything has a purpose.
Amen, amen, sister. That's good. That's good. That's good, Dr. Adams. If you had to describe your character to a total stranger, how would you describe yourself?
Ooh, to a total stranger, I probably would say I'm very observant. So okay. Sometimes it means I'll sit back and I'll like watch people, watch their movement, watch how they talk, watch how they interact. So that way I can kind of like figure out who someone is. I'm very analytical. I mean, of course, with my schooling, right? So I like to observe, I like to analyze. And then so sometimes people might take that as shyness, or they might take that as like I'm distant at first before they get to know me. But that's all because like I'm observing who the person is, so that way I can have better interactions with them. And then once people get to know me, they'll say I'm very down to earth. I'm very observant. I'm a good listener. That I love God and that I am very goal oriented.
Amen. Amen. That's good, sister. That's good. That's good, sister. You know, with all this stuff going on in this world, sometimes it just get overwhelming and upsetting. Last night I was looking at the news and tears just beginning to drop. Sister, when was the last time you cried?
The last time I cried, I would say because I'm going through this transition right now, I would say probably sometime this week, and it was more so like tears, like, okay, Lord, like you know, taking care of me here, and now you're going to transition me somewhere else. And I just believe you have great things in store for me, and that you want to use me in different ways. So there were more so tears like that, tears of letting go and tears of getting ready to receive.
Okay. Amen. 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 Dr. Adams, that's good. That's good. Hey, sister, this is the testimony moment where you tell your story of a sexual abuse, of incarceration, or something in life that you went through that you had to overcome. And then let people know that no matter what you're going through, your trials and tribulations, you can overcome it. And this too shall come to pass. Tell your testimony, sister.
Typically, a majority of women, I believe it's one out of every 3 to 4 women have been physically or sexually abused. I have not been sexually abused or physically abused. And I know that one out of six men have been sexually abused. However, I have experienced discrimination, sexism, that sort of thing. And I'll just give an example. Being a Black woman, oftentimes I am not given any accolades. And to get to where I am is very difficult. I've had very stressing times. I've had times where, like, you know, I might be a goal-getter. I might be very, like, innovative and trying to, like, create better ways to care for patients, especially people of color, and try to create ways of how to relate to them and make sure they get better care. And within, unfortunately, like, some healthcare systems aren't receptive of that. And instead of being receptive of it and wanting to do that for their population, it's more so I get, well, who do you think you are to try to come up with this idea to think that these people need better care? And that has brought a lot of struggle, a lot of heartache, a lot of stress to deal with constant sexism and discrimination and basically being treated like I'm nothing, even though I've done all of these years of schooling and training to still not get hounded by, no matter if they say, well, you're nothing, you know, you're just a little Black girl who thinks she's something, and I'm going to show you that you're nothing. I'm going to step on you and show you that you don't belong here. Despite experiencing that, my faith in God is what has kept me, no matter that these people are saying, well, one, you're Black, one, you're a woman, that I believe that God made me a woman and he made me Black for a purpose and a reason. Yes. And that that's where I find my worth. And it also has taught me, one, to care about minorities and to care about the underdog and people who are oppressed, because despite me having a quote unquote title, I actually go through the same thing. You know, sometimes people think you don't, but at the same time, you actually are. It just might be in different ways. So I could relate, and it gives me a passion and compassion for the underdog. And also, it has taught me that you can't use titles or career or positions to find your value, because those things could be taken away from you at the click of a button. So it has taught me those things, to find my value in Christ and to find my value in love, you know, in love for, you know, the world and the people in it.
But, you know, being faced with some of the trials and tribulations that you are going through.
Yes.
How do you deal with it? How do you find peace? How do you find a way just to say, hey, I'm going to get up today. I'm going to be strong. Whatever is thrown at me today, I'm going to make it through it.
There has definitely been times, especially when it's been blatant discrimination, where it's like it is extremely stressful, and I haven't felt like getting up and going in. But I guess one of the core things for me is that I believe, because God knows my personality, and he knows that in my head, I'm like, you know, if God is for me, who can be against me? So if I'm not doing anything wrong and this is happening, then I can make changes for the next person. So I might be more willing than another individual who experiences it. I might be more willing to come forward and put legal things in place and, you know, different circumstances to make sure that there is some change that happens within the organization. And I just believe that maybe, like how God put Ruth in place for such a time as this, I just believe that God puts me in these places for such a time as this, so that way there can bring that way there could be change that occurs in those particular organizations that don't promote diversity and inclusion.
Yes. Say if right now you was to come across a child of color that really wanted to pursue a career like yours, what would be a couple of words of encouragement that you would give them to keep going? Say if they're facing some discrimination, say if some people tell them, hey, you can't do it, you can't do it. What would be some word of encouragement that you would give them to let them know that they can overcome the situation that they're in?
So they definitely are going to face it, unfortunately, just because of the world that we live in and our society. And I would say to them the same thing my dad told me, and that's basically faith and knowledge. With those two things, you could accomplish anything. So I would tell them that they have to have some sort of faith-based community and support, and believe that God loves them and that God has a purpose for them, despite what anybody else says about them. And then I would tell them to gain knowledge of God, gain knowledge of their community, gain knowledge of their field, gain knowledge of history, right? Know your history, know the history of your people, because when you have that, you're going to be like, you're going to feel less inferior, and you're going to like know what to do in those circumstances.
Man, that's good. That's good. What? Yes,
always
that's
learn.
Good. Man, that's good. That's good. So you said always keep an open mind and learn. That's good. What was your motivation behind further education, becoming the woman that you are today?
So I guess I would look back at my family. And this goes to show, too, how important it is, I guess, for the ladies when we're looking for a man, okay. How important it is, because that man is going to be the leader in the household, right? He's going to lead the house to the direction it's going to go. And my father, he was a leader. He was determined. He came, you know, over to the United States, and he has his own story. He should write a book, from rags to riches, too.
Okay.
You could just imagine coming over, you know, in like the early 70s, and you're a black immigrant. Could imagine the stuff he went through, and he accomplished a lot, and he didn't necessarily have assistance from, you know, his family either, but he believed that God told him, like, this is what you're going to do. And he went forward. God helped him out all along the way. He had a lot of struggles. He faced a lot of discrimination. But he always believed that God was for him. So I would say, because of his leadership and because of his thought process and where he said, hey, he married my mom. This is where we're going to go. This is how I want our children to be. He led all of that and influenced us to, you know, pursue higher education, and always faith. God was always, you know, a part of it too.
Man, that's good. That's good, Dr. Adams. That is good. I want you to do me a favor. Finish the sentence. God has always
been there for me.
Been there for
even
you.
Even when I felt like no one else was.
Now, I know there's probably plenty of times. Give me one moment where you know most definitely God was there for you and you could feel his presence.
I would say because of trying to pursue like my career, and trying to, like, one thing is trying to get student loans paid off and not have that burden. I did a program where you would get sent into like the rural areas.
Mm-hmm.
And so imagine a young lady in her like late 20s, early 30s, living in way states away from her family, and it's like a town of 3,000 people.
Wow.
That can be pretty lonely, right?
Yeah.
But in all of that time, it's like God was like, look, this is not going to be forever. There's a purpose to this. It's going to bless you later on. And even though you're by yourself, you're not alone. So I think during those times, I began to learn more that, like, God is always with me.
Amen. Amen. That's good, Dr. Adams. That is good. And you know, as all the trials and tribulations and stuff you have been through, how important is forgiveness, you know, to forgive those that, you know, might discriminate against you, might say some stuff. How important do you think forgiveness is?
Well, forgiveness is extremely important. And, you know, I think we hear it all the time. They, you know, the saying goes basically, you know, unforgiveness, it really doesn't hurt the other person. It hurts you. It's like you're drinking your own poison, because a lot of times what it does is that it blocks us from being able to move forward. And if you cannot move forward, like mentally and emotionally, you literally are going to be stuck, and you literally are not going to be able to accomplish the things that God might have for you, because you're just basically going to block your blessing. And then you're going to have hatred, and then you're going to have not rose colored glasses, I guess red, because all you're going to see is red, right? You're going to want to fight everything. Some people might be actually trying to help you, but because you're still holding on to that anger and you got that red lens on, you see it as them not helping you, but them fighting you. You want to fight everybody, you want to fight everything, and then you just keep going in this circle until you like release that, right? And then another thing is, I guess for those of us who believe in God, like if you think about what you do to God and he forgives you, so how could you, like when you really go to God and you begin asking for that, like he'll reflect back to you, like, isn't there somebody you need to forgive? So if I'm forgiving you, why can't you forgive your mom? Or why can't you forgive your dad? Or why can't you forgive the boss for what they did, or your ex, or, you know, your children for what they did? You know, you're coming to me for this, and here I am, God, and I want to give it to you. So if I'm going to give it to you, I want you to go for it and give it to other people.
Amen.
And anytime Amen. We let go, I don't. A lot of times we hold on because we think if we let go, we're gonna lose everything. But what happens is when we do let go, that's when the blessings actually start to come.
Man, amen, amen. That's good.
It's not easy. It's certain circumstances.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. And lean that on. What about accountability? How about accountability? How important is for people to be accountable for their actions? Accountability.
It's extremely important, but unfortunately, I believe in our society, a lot of people are not accountable for their actions. But if we were accountable, I think more people would be willing to forgive, because I think a lot of times when it comes to forgiveness, it's that the other person doesn't acknowledge what mm-hmm. they did to you, right? Or how they felt, or how they made you feel. And if they were to do that, it's like you feel like acknowledged, you feel heard, you feel seen, and then you would actually be able to release and let go. But because they won't take accountability for it, it's almost like it's still a knife stabbing you over and over again, because they just act like they didn't do anything wrong to you.
Amen. Amen. That's good, sister. That's good. Dr. Adams, yes, what was one of your happiest childhood moments?
Happiest childhood moments.
One moment you were like, hey, look, I had some fun. Man.
I feel like riding the bike. I can remember that.
Was you falling off the bike when you first started learning? You was falling off and they had to...
No, but I was a big tomboy and I was active. I like riding bikes, roller skating, climbing trees, playing tag, things like that. So I love, when I think about happy moments as a child, I would think hide and go seek and riding a bike. That's just what comes to my mind.
Most definitely. Dr. Adams, do you think bad company corrupts good character?
Oh yeah, it definitely does. Right? I think we can both speak to that in our own lives, because it's like when you know, whatever you hear, whatever you see, whatever you're surrounded by, regardless if we realize it or not, like human psychology, the way our brain works, is mm-hmm. going to slowly change our mentality, right? So it's like if you want to do certain things in your life, you have to hang around people that either have accomplished it or accomplished more than that, because it's going to rub off on your psyche, right? That's how the mind frames that they have are going to start rubbing off to on you, the way they think, the way they process, you know, how they've gone about doing things, their advice. But if you're getting advice from people who have the complete opposite, then they're going to rub off on you, the way they think, the way they process, the way they try to, accomplish their goals or whatever the case is, or not do anything. That's going to rub off on you. And then you're going to start to do the actions and the things that they do. And I think about this all the time. It's like, you know, for like commercials and like the way companies sell things, like these are people who study human behavior and human psychology. And if they know, they show you this, you're going to want it. What would make you think that if you see that, that that's not going to have some sort of influence on you? So, of course, whoever you hang around, what they're saying, what you guys are talking about, what you're seeing, what you're witnessing, of course, psychologically, it's going to rub off on you. It's just, it's science and it's spiritual.
Amen. Amen. That's good, sister. Dr. Adams, how do you find peace in your life?
How do I find peace?
How do you find peace? Like how, at the end of the day, say after you done face everything in your work life, how do you go home at the end of the day and you say, you know what? I got to find this moment. it's been rough. The corporate world has been rough.
Yes, yes, definitely. I would say the past 2 years is when I truly have been able to like find it. Right.
Okay.
And I think even looking at pictures and things like that, like I could see it like in me. And I think it's because I realized, you know, with my mind being analytical, goal oriented, in some sense, it's like you want to control the way your life is going to turn out. It's like, no, I'm going to do this because this is going to happen. And I got to do this because that's going to happen. And you have to realize, like, life is going to do what it's going to do. So it's either you're going to let it go and say, okay, God, whatever comes my way, I'm going to accept everything, whether it's good, whether it's bad, and I'm just going to ask you to lead me through it. That is when I feel like the weight comes off, because even when bad things happen, you just start to believe like it's what's supposed to happen. I might not know why it's supposed to happen, but it's happened. There's nothing I could do about it. So I have to let it go. And all I could do is ask for guidance, like from this situation. So man, that's what I do now. I just throw my hands up and say, whatever happens, happens. Like, it's not what Amen. I can do about it.
So with that being said, I guess you do believe in that. It's kind of believe that it's the journey, not the destination. Because at any time in our life, our destination can change.
Absolutely. And it will change. Whether it changes for good or bad, it's just going to ebb and flow. It's going to be ups and downs, because that's just how life was. I mean, how life is. And it will always be that way.
Amen, amen, amen. What chapter in your life do you think, if you had to give your life right now where you at, if you had to give it a chapter name, or chapter one or chapter two, what chapter in life would you say you're in right now?
Well, this is going to make me look at the book I wrote. Okay. And let me see what chapter. I feel like I would say the chapter I'm in is Hold On and Step Aside.
Hold On and Step Aside.
Chapter Man. 5, yeah.
Man, that's good. Hold On and Step Aside. Keep the faith, huh? You got to keep the faith. That's good right there. So, Dr. Adams, that's good. Hold On and Step Aside.
Hold On and Step Aside. That's what you
Man.
Got to let it go.
So as we're holding on and stepping aside, what is a positive word of encouragement you could give to anybody that they're at that stage where they're trying to hold on and step aside to keep them motivated and let them grow in their time of holding on, stepping aside?
I would say you have to let it go. Like whatever is negative that is holding on to you, or you're holding on to it, like you gotta give it up. You gotta let it go, release it. And also realize that everything is necessary. You know, whatever circumstance you go through, just like with the story with Job, everything is necessary, whether it is to get us to learn a lesson, whether it's for a blessing, like everything that's happening to us is necessary. Sometimes it's necessary because we made, you know, not a good decision, and it's necessary for us to see the consequence of that decision so we don't make that decision again. But everything that happens is necessary. Your job loss, your divorce, your failed relationship, your new job, your new bank account, like like your new journey, your old journey, like everything was necessary to make your journey what it is. And that God, you know, back to Romans 8:28, that he wants to use everything to make everything turn out good. All things in their are beautiful in their time. I think that's somewhere in Ecclesiastes.
Amen. Right. Amen. Sister, that is good. Now, Dr. Adams, this is a time where you tell the people about your book, about who you are, what do you do, you're a doctor. This is where you give them a little information about you and where they can pick your book up, or you can give them your email, your contact information. If somebody want to just talk to you, reach out and get a little bit of encouragement. This is where you tell that, sister. Go ahead. The floor is yours.
Awesome. Well, first, I want to thank you for this opportunity and having me here.
You're welcome.
And I pray that whoever watches this, they get some form of encouragement and to understand that we all go through things, no matter who we are. And so my name is Stephanie Adams. I'm a doctor of nursing practice. I'm a women's health nurse practitioner. So I do OB and I do GYN. So that's what I, you know, my background is. And then I authored this book. I truly believe that God gave me this book. It came out in 2012, but I just started marketing it again, just because I've had a few people reach out to me and say how it's been blessing them recently. And I really feel like it needs to get into the hands of more people, especially women. It's called Life's Journey Woman to Woman. It can be purchased on Amazon. If they Google Life's Journey Woman to Woman and then Stephanie Adams, they could find it on Amazon that way. And then my email address is Life's Journey _W2W@Yahoo. And again, that's Life's Journey _W2W@Yahoo. You can also Google my name and find me on Facebook and then direct message me that way as well. But go ahead and get your copy. It's definitely a blessing. It talks about all the things that we discussed tonight about letting go, basically letting go of the past and, you know, grabbing hold of your future.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Amen. That's good, sister. That's good, sister. Hey, Dr. Adams, this has been a wonderful interview. I mean, I really appreciate having you. And I know this knowledge is going to encourage somebody to move forward, because we need positive women like you and positive people in this world to let people know that anything in life that they want to do is possible. Hey, sister, I was wondering, can you pray us out, sister? Can I bow my head and you pray us out?
Definitely.
Okay, well, sister, I'm going to bow my head and have you pray us out.
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord God, I just want to thank you for this opportunity. I pray that you would bless Minister Change and his podcast. I pray that it would reach many ears and those who need it and need this testimony, dear God. I pray that you would continue to bless us in each and every way with our own struggles that we might face in life, so that way we could be an example to others. And I pray that anybody who needs your love and your grace and your mercy, as they listen to this, God, I ask that you would just wrap your loving arms around them and let them know that they could accomplish all things. And we just ask for your blessings. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Sister, this has been a wonderful interview. I'm going to keep hugging you in prayer. Keep hugging me in prayer, because we need each other to survive, sister. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Testimony, God gave you a testimony. Speak it right now. Call Minister Change 260-203-6655. If you want to share what God did for you, call him right now. It's Minister Change 260-203-6655.